阿们啊，弟兄姊妹可以先上来，没问题。好、
我想要中文用一下。
OK，
华语弟兄姊妹来访的台湾圣徒们啊，刚才陈弟兄说啊，我们呢、也愿意听你们蒙恩的经历。对，我们第一部分呢啊，让弟兄姊妹从台湾来的，你们尽量啊，交通你们在主面前的蒙恩。
阿门。
好，借着这样的交通呢，我们一同有份。
阿门。
一同蒙恩。对，台湾来的弟兄姊妹啊，欢迎你们。两面都可以啊。
阿门。
在你们交通完之后呢，我们再把这个这样的交通向啊、本地的弟兄姊妹打开啊。所以第一部分，我们请台湾来的弟兄姊妹啊，你们尽量上来，把你们当地蒙恩的情形呢跟我们交通。I just translated for brother Benjamin mentioned to them. Then so they can share first. Then afterwards we'll open up for all the saints to share.
那需要有翻译
啊？
说。
我帮你翻，
我们讲中文，他们。
他会帮，兄弟兄帮你，对，
现场。好的，喜乐，好，我们能够来这里访问。
我帮你总结一下。
好，我们这一团主要是因为啊，弟兄们要去参加在多伦多的个2014年秋季长老及负责弟兄的训练。那在台岛出来很多的团。大部分都是直接就飞多伦多，在那边访问，只有我们这一团是先到纽约来，啊，主要是因为刘伟伦弟兄帮我们安排这一次的访问行程，所以我们会啊到纽约，下午会到 New Jersey， 然后到波士顿，然后才会到多伦多下一个周四的训练里面。那我先交通一下，我是从台北市召会来的。那在台岛众召会这几年都一直有负担更多的得着青年人，所以我们这每一年都是宣告台岛青年要得1万。虽然每次目标都没有达到，但是不气馁，还继续的在这个竭力的来得着青年人。那在这个实行的过程中，弟兄们也越来越觉得在台岛这个实行新路很快的已经30年了。我们整个新路的架构是很完整，从福加排区，所以像台北市召会现在大约有1万人，主日聚会有1万人的聚集，大约分在500个区啊，一个区就20来人。他说
对，总结一下，继续
做总结。那弟兄们就觉得说虽然这个架构我们已经实施了30年，可是新的一代起来可能有一些还没有进入或者失去了，所以这几年是积极的在推动要恢复福的架构，就是人人传福音，
阿们，
周周出外访人，也就像刚刚弟兄说的，我们要在生命中做王，就要像创世纪中雅各对约瑟的祝福，我们每一位都要成为多结果子的树枝，我们都要有生产如养的福，所以我们就积极的要鼓励弟兄姊妹能够每一个人都成为福音的祭司，而且能够规划出时间来，不仅每周参加主日聚会，每周参加祷告聚会，参加小孩，应该福音的行动也是在我们每周需要规划出来的。虽然这个实行上不容易，台岛目前有80%的召会已经在这样的实行中，但是实际能够周周走出去的弟兄姊妹可能全台岛也不超过10%，所以我们还需要更竭力。那在我所在的会所，我们也感觉到我们需要跟上这个水流，所以我们就实行这个来会所集中主日的时候，大部分的圣徒都会来。那我们不仅有信息的分享，分享完有半个钟头，我们就从会所走出去，到会所周边的十字路口去发福音单张，去接触人， 半个钟头之后才回到会所来一同爱宴。这样子的实行就非常蒙恩。有一些以往都没有走出去的弟兄姊妹，虽然还不敢跟人很这个完整的传福音，但是借着这样子发福音单张啊，也有神的祝福，也接触到一些的福音朋友，所以在台岛就积极的要来实行这个恢复福的架构。我再说一次，就是人人传福音，
阿门，
周周走出去，
阿门，
阿门。
A brother share that they were on the trip. You know, most of the saints, they came to States now to attend the ITRO in Toronto, the training for elders and the responsible ones. But their group is different because they came here to visit us first. Then they will go to New Jersey, then go to Boston, then eventually go to Toronto to join the training. Recently, they had a burden to gain the young people, the students, 10,000. This has been their burden. They have not succeeded, but every year they endeavor. This is their burden. And the church in Taipei, they have around 10,000 saints gathering together. Their burden, now they are dividing into 500 districts. So every district is about 20 saints. And they also are now, they are after the God-ordained way shared, they've been, it's already 30 years. They are endeavoring to enter into this burden, gospel preaching, and to have the home meetings, and also to have the small groups and the district meetings. And concerning, you know, our sharing this morning, reigning in life, the one aspect is that, you know, we went over Genesis. Genesis, we're covering the life of Joseph as the reigning part of the mature life of Jacob. One aspect concerning Joseph's life is to be fruitful. So the burden is that we need to recover the burden for the gospel. So the whole Taiwan, all the churches, they are entering into this burden of gospel preaching. Not all the saints, everyone, but every Lord's Day, they are practicing coming together. They have the meeting just like us, to have the Lord's table and the ministry meeting, but they also stop so they can go out. So all the saints, whoever can go out, they go out. So they visit the neighbors in the hall and preach the gospel. And after half hour, they will return. Then they have the love feast together. Amen. So they've been preaching the gospel. Amen. So this is their burden. So they are, not only the saints will attend the Lord's Day morning meeting and also the small group meetings, they also come to preach the gospel. Amen. Amen. Amen.
传福音的生活实在是不容易，因为我们这个生活呢，就影响了我们的这个传福音，要根据我们的生活。
阿门。
所以弟兄交通道说，我们就能够在生命中作王，里面我们就是能够把这位主给彰显出来。
阿门。
那这一次来美国，我也很摸索，因为昨天我们。本来要去看那个自由女神的神像，好像你在纽约就一定要看到这个，那结果呢，竟然下雨，所以我们觉得很失望。但是主在里面就提醒我，到底我爱这些比爱他更深吗？
好嘛。
所以弟兄姊妹，我是觉得我们真的是需要在生命中做王。
阿门。
那我们在我们当地的实行上也是一样，就是我们今天出去传福音，到底是。教会给我们一个指派，或是给我们一个命令，我们才出去。那当教会没有吹这样的号的时候，我们就是不是就安息在主里面？那实际上这个就是跟我们的生命非常有关系。
阿门。
如果我们真的是爱主，比外面我们主给我们所有的物质方面的东西，我们就会有一个负担要出去传福音。
Amen.
所以我们在当地的实行上，还不只是鼓励圣徒们周周要出去传福音，而是。 福音要成为我们的生活。
阿们、
这个才是最重要的，因为在我们多年的教会生活里面，可能教会有吹号你就出去传福音，但教会没有吹号的时候你就不会去传福音，那这个表示我们这里面的我们里面这个生命还没有被构成。
是，
我们如果要在生命中做王，应该我们有这样的负担，我们需要在随时随地就把神彰显出来。
阿们。
所以我们在当地的实行上就是鼓励圣徒们，不只是教会有吹号出去传福音，在我们的生活里面我们要传福音。
阿们。
所以在我们的身上，我们就鼓励圣徒们随时都要拿着福音单张，当你去买菜的时候，当你去接触人的时候，你就要抓住机会把这个福音传扬出去。
阿们。So we mentioned the reigning in life. Reigning in life is not just a kind of incidental matter, but it should be a life. Even preaching the gospel, when the church has the burden and we trumpet it, and the saints went out to preach the gospel, but if the church doesn't have the gospel meeting, we may just stop. So it's not a living. So even the gospel preaching should be a living to us. That we should not just, when the church announced this gospel, then we preach the gospel. So the brothers are burdened that we should all have such a living, that is, we preach the gospel and having the gospel track with us all the time so we can give to others. And when they visit, they come to New York and they want to see the Statue of Liberty. And but the Lord also, yesterday was raining, so the Lord touched them, touched our brother, whether he loved the Lord or loved that. So praise the Lord, they love the Lord more. Amen. Amen.
感谢主，我们刚刚唱的诗歌说我们合一借着吃主。
Amen.
我们圣别借着吃主。
Amen.
我们发光借着吃主。
Amen.
因为主是生命树，是玛拿，他也是长新的宴席。
阿们。
这实在是我们的经历。阿们。我是台北市召会第39会所。那感谢主。以往年轻的时候呢，这召会呢有在推行就是要背经。我都是非常认真的，常常得第一名。因为我都会把绿卡，不是美国的绿卡，是我们教会都有印一个小卡片呢、带在身上，上班的时候呢在路上就一直在那边导读，所以呢考试100分是正常的事情。
阿们。
阿们。那因为我现在呢已经60岁，那教会又在推行那个就是要背经，要默写默经，我本来有点排斥，想说我现在好像年纪比较大了，我是不是不用背了。那前一阵子呢在推那个启示录的时候呢，我就没有背。后来呢我就觉得说里面呢很不是那么的喜乐。那这一次呢又在背那个创世纪。我就觉得说我不能失去这个背经的好机会。教会有在实行什么，我们就跟上去就蒙福，不要有太多意见，也不要太替自己找借口。
阿们。
阿们。那最近呢我们在背那个创世纪49章啊，他又讲到那个雅各用预言为他的孩子祝福。对，那有讲到犹大，我特别摸准了这个犹大啊，他说犹大把小驴拴在葡萄树上，把驴驹拴在美好的葡萄树上，他在葡萄酒中洗了衣服，在葡萄之中洗了袍褂啊，然后呢我们就会怎么样，因我们他们的眼睛因酒红润，牙齿呢因奶白亮。阿们。感谢主，这是我们生活的秘诀，我们得胜的秘诀。那我特别摸着说那个牙齿啊，弟兄讲到说有两个功用，一个是为着咀嚼食物， 一个呢是为着说话。那以往我们都知道吃把纸出进去呢，我们就能够长得非常的俊美啊。那但是呢，比较没有摸着说我们的牙齿呢可以因奶白亮，就是说我们呢也可以借着吃主呢，我们跟弟兄姊妹甚至跟外邦人说话呢，我们就把可以把主的话供应出去。不仅我们享受主的话，我们也可以供应主的话。感谢主。我觉得跟主的行动啊，跟教会的行动配合就是最蒙福的。我们的眼睛可以因酒白亮，因酒红润，牙齿呢可以因奶白亮。
阿们。Our sister share that we are one、Amen. by eating Jesus,、Amen. and we are divine by eating Jesus,、Amen. and we shine by eating Jesus.、Amen. So this morning we enjoy the table. We ate the Lord Jesus. We are one.
Amen.
She also shared that recently the church there they had a burden to memorize the verses. And when she was young, she's 60 years old. When she was young, and they have this practice also. And she will also bring her green car, not the permanent, you know, resident green car, but a little green car with the verses. And she always was the first. But now she's older, she thought she can, she can give up. So she didn't follow when the saints were memorizing Revelation. But now, the saints there, they are memorizing Genesis. So she said she missed the opportunity to memorize the verses in Revelation. Now, she doesn't want to miss that. She wants to follow. She said, whatever the church is going on, the burden of the church, we should follow.
Amen.
We should drop our opinions, our own ideas. Then we will be blessed.
Amen.
And she has been enjoying Genesis chapter 49, which is Jacob's prophecy with a blessing. There was a particular portion concerning Judah. It mentioned that Judah was a lion, young lion, and her teeth was white. And also, this matter concerning the teeth, of course, you know, we always thinking about the teeth is for eating, but teeth is also spoken concerning speaking. So we now need to enjoy the Lord by eating, we also speak the Lord. So when we meet the young unbelievers, we should speak the Lord, preach the gospel. So both we need to enjoy the Lord by eating and also by ministering, preaching to others.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.感谢主，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们都是神的儿女。
阿门。
阿门。
弟兄说，这黑板上有一个，就是说《创世纪》一章二十六节。感谢主，我们是神照着他的形象，
阿门，
按照他的样式照料我们，
阿门，
所以我们呢成为神的儿女，陈福音呐、啊，感谢主。是我们应该有的本分。
阿们。
因为我们享受了主这样的救恩，所以呢，我们就应该把这个福音传出去。
阿们。
我是台北市教会第八会所。感谢主，因着主的怜悯，哈、哦，每周的礼拜三固定的。就一定去传福音，但是呢，不是礼拜三、拜四、拜五、拜六、主日都有出去传福音。但是弟兄姊妹们很有爱心，他说：“一弟兄，你的年纪大了哦，你在去礼拜三出去就好了，其他的时间你的飞书里面，现在一同有祷告，
阿门，
一同有祈祷就好了，
阿门。
所以这一次要来参加这个，就是说要去多伦多参加这个训练的这个聚会，我家人呐、啊、
我姊妹也说，年纪大了就不要去吧，用这个年轻的人去吧。我是感谢主，
阿们，
主给我还有体力，还能走得动，我一定要去。
阿们，
这是身体上的供应，这是这个是什么呢？我们要顾到身体，
阿们，
我们就带着这个神圣的生命的水流里，一同的往前。
阿们，
感谢主，求主祝福。
阿们，阿们，
纽约的教会，
阿们，
在这里所有的弟兄姊妹们。个个都是传福音的人，
阿们，
个个都是带人得救的人，
阿们，
个个是把新人带进来，
阿们，
哈利路亚，是这地的教会，这个更多的繁殖扩张，
阿们，
荣耀归给主，
阿们，
阿们，
阿们。Our brother shared that Genesis 1:26 that we are created to express God and to have dominion, that we should also be the ones go out to preach the gospel. So in their locality, they will go out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Lord's Day. So he is older now. So the saint told him, don't go every day. So just go out, preach Wednesday. And the rest of the days, you can pray. Pray for the saints going out. So our brother shared that this time, you know, even though he's much older, his wife, you know, encouraged him to just stay. But he feel he needs to come. So he still come to come for the training and to come for the trip.
Amen.
And at the end, he mentioned, he prayed that the church will bless the church in New York.
Amen.
That all the saints may rise up and preach the gospel.
Amen.
That we may be fruitful. And the church may be multiplied.
Amen.
And the Christ may be propagated.
Amen. 感谢主，教会上的弟兄姊妹，愿你们平安喜乐。
阿门。
有两件事情交通。我是来自台北市教会，施救会所白弟兄。我们那边旁边是服侍台湾大学的学生。那边来自世界的各地的学生，有五六千人，所以我们照顾那边的不管是台湾的学生，或是还有来世界各地的学生。每次有华语的新生特会的时候，全球来到那边，有日本人、韩国人，还有大陆人都到我们那边，我们的时常开下来接待。那我刚才有两件事要分享的，第一件就是有关于我们的实行。那我们就把我们现在实行之后，我们把家打开，每个礼拜三都有台大的学生来我们家诚心，然后跟我们一起吃早餐，然后这样子下来。那看到那些小羊们刚滴血起来的时候，都是像小羊一样，可是呢当母羊一离开的时候，每只羊都长大了，都可以当家了，回廊喜乐。那第二件事情我要所分享的就是有关于传扬福音的事情。
阿们。
刚才讲过，我们现在的福音的传扬，就是我们称为马路福音。然后我们出去的时候，在会所附近300公尺以内，我们就跟在路上所有的路上的福音朋友说：“愿你们喜乐，我祝福的话要给你们，把主的话给你们。”然后就跟他讲说：“你知道你是照神的形象造的吗？你是一个容器，你现在是非常尊贵的，你要彰显神，那代表神哦。”那把他带到会所来，看我们的会所，非常光亮明亮的弟兄姊妹在那边，这是台，我们是台大弟兄之家，他们就看对我们有信心了，欢迎他随时来。慢慢的，他们来的，结果我们在找这些平安之子，他们来的时候，大概很快的，很容易就受尽了。感谢主。
阿门。Our brother is from the hall 19 from Taipei.And he just greeted everybody, rejoice, and peace be with you. He wants to share 2 points concerning the grace they enjoy. That he opened his home, and his home is close to a Taiwan University. That's the top university, and has many, not just local students, but also 5,000 international students, and many from Japan, and from other countries, and from China. So they open their home. Every Wednesday morning, they have morning watch, and they provide the breakfast for them. So they all come in, enjoy the law, and they start growing. And they also had a burden for the gospel. So they would just go on the streets and greet the unbelievers and invited them over to the meeting hall and showing them, you know, the brother's house in the meeting hall. And many are very impressed and receive the law. So they really have the burden for caring or also for the gospel.
Amen.
我们来主要的时候到加拿大去参加一个训练，刚刚前面这位前面的医疗弟兄，他今年89岁，我这个是我真的一个榜样，他说到这种年纪他愿意来追求，所以说我们今天希望能够给弟兄姊妹一点供应。 是你刚刚讲到创世纪一章二十六节的时候，是说到我们要跟与基督一同来做王，但是你有准备好吗？今天这个王位给了你做的时候，你敢去做吗？你有办法去治理全地吗？ 这是给我们非常需要去有一个警醒。刚刚讲到说要传福音，这个传福音是常常是教会来通知了，你就来传。那行使传福音是你的生活。请问一下各位，你们身上有带上福音，平时带上福音担当在身上吗？你看到人，你可以传福音给他吗？ 所以说就是你福音朋友要多，你福音朋友越多，你的得救的人就越多，你将来被成全的人也就越多。这个是我们相信一定的。所以说神要我们要好好的去传福音，把我们所有的时间奉献给主，然后就真正把福音是成为我们的生活，要求求主来带领我们，加强我们。Amen.
Our brother shared that the brother in front of him, the one shared, was 89 years old. So he is very encouraged, such a brother, still going on. He shared that this morning we enjoyed Genesis 1:26, that God gave us an image and a dominion for us to express him, for us to be king, to reign. He said, if there's a throne now, can we sit on the throne? So we all need to be prepared. We need to prepare by preaching the gospel to others. He asked anyone sitting here, do you have gospel tracts with you? Are you ready to preach the gospel to others?
Amen.
So we all need to preach the gospel that this might become a living to us. Not just a kind of the church announce we're going to preach the gospel, but rather it will become a living. According to the gospels, that human hearts, there are four different conditions. The good heart will have the see, song, and grow. So there will be a 1 out of 4, according to that, that will receive the word. So the more we preach the gospel, then the more will receive the Lord. So we need to preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹平安喜乐。 我是来自台湾埔里，就是靠近日月潭旁边的。那我们这次有来五位的弟兄姊妹，感谢主。那埔里是一个非常小的乡镇，但是呢，我们也一样在整个全台岛的这个水流当中。我们希望能够跟上一样的水流，我们要得新人得一万。然后呢，教会需要年轻化。 那为着这个呢，我们就希望能够得着更多的青年人。那在这个乡下地区啊，台湾现在都已经老人化，就是年轻人都到外面去工作，留在当地的年轻人就不多。所以我们希望从这个儿童开始，从儿童身上来劳苦，借着儿童的服饰来得着儿童和他们的家。所以我们呢，鼓励全教会，我们现在有分区。 每个区都要来做儿童，区区有儿童活力牌，借着这个儿童的活力牌呢，让每一个弟兄姊妹 都能够一同的来配搭，不只是少数姊妹的事，而是负责弟兄、区负责，还有弟兄姊妹都一同的配搭。
Amen。
所以呢，有时候我们的儿童每一个区七八位，但是服侍的人十几位，那每一个人都有事做，各个一同在那里扶持。借着这样的儿童服侍呢，我们就能够呢让更多的弟兄姊妹在那里一同劳苦。我们看见借着儿童，我们不只得到儿童，还要得着儿童的家。
阿们。
那第二个，我们在埔里那里也有一所大专院校，叫做暨南大学，啊，国立暨南大学。那在那里面呢，我们也借着啊，要来得着这个暨大的学生，所以一开学的时候，我们就鼓励弟兄姊妹，因为开学是乌鱼季啊，这鱼最多的时候，那我们就借着很多的新生来到学校，我们就去山上，因为那个学校在山上，去一同去发问卷，然后去接触人。那借着这样几天问卷接触人，就可以邀请很多的学生，就是新生来到教会，或者是来参加各样的活动。那因此呢，就能够得着他们。借着还有就是每周到学校去，借着那个社团，我们有一个叫活泉唱诗社，每周三在那里有这个唱诗歌，然后一同用餐读主的话。那社区的弟兄姊妹也一同上山去配搭，不只是服侍者、学生，还有社区的弟兄姊妹。那并且我们是分用餐完以后唱诗，分小组的方式。那借着弟兄姊妹每周有十几位上去，然后再加上服侍者，那每周都可以接触十几位的这些学生一同来，在那边向他们传福音。那我们就借着这样的实习呢，感谢赞美主，我们就可以让这些学生啊能够啊稳定的来参加这样的聚集，并且能够参加教会的活动或召会的生活。那也因着这样的实习呢，就能够周周啊能够带人来得救。那感谢主呢，我们从今年开始到现在已经有三十几位受浸。那我们现在全召会平均主日超过150位。那我们也希望说在年底要达到50位受浸。Amen。 能够得着啊这个青年人。 Amen。 召会要年轻化。
Amen。 Amen。 Our brother shared that he's from a small village, and there were 5 of them came to this trip, and they have the burden to be to make the church, the age group, to go down to have more young ones. So they have the burden now to preach gospel through the children's. So they themselves have only, seven or eight children, but they have over 10 serving ones in order to preach the gospel through the children. Not only to gain the children, but also to gain their families.
Amen.
So this burden has been fruitful. And they also have the burden for the students. They have a college in on the mountain. So they will go up, you know, through the club on campus. They will, the local saints will go up and to coordinate with them. Usually they will have a dinner together. Then they will have some singings, then divide it into groups. Then they contact many students, and they will give them questionnaires. So eventually they invite all the students. So now they have the burden to preach the gospel. Already from this year, 30 got baptized. And their goal is to have 50. So this has been very fruitful. And they are continuing this burden.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
感谢赞美主。我是埔里教会罗敦仁弟兄。我在2010年的时候11月7号受浸的，所以我得救的时间没有很长。感谢主。这个我得救之前呢，是就是生活教会生活跟我是没有关系的，我也不是基督徒。所以我是过着一般人的生活，而且比一般人还要这个不太一样，因为我很喜欢喝酒，然后常常都酒醉一喝都两三天， 啊，所以我的家里都为这个事情常常跟我有争执啊。可是呢，我得救以后呢，我又看到了教会的生活不太一样。
阿门。
每个人都笑嘻嘻的，啊，每个人的家庭呢也都是很快乐。啊，我们家人口不多，首先是我妹妹，是她是比较早得救的，她已经得救十几年了。不过她常年都在国外，所以我们聚少离多，所以我对基督徒的感觉就是也没有很深刻，只知道他们是过着比较圣别的生活，跟我不一样。所以呢，我得救以后呢，就希望我也可以有这样子的生活。可是呢，要如何学的秘诀，我就在想，哦，原来就是要密集聚会啊，我就开始一直不停的聚会，只要有什么会我都参加啊。然后他们都常常说会遇见主，我都不知道到底主在哪里，是不是我也可以遇见主？啊，后来呢，我就看到了余贵学弟兄的见证录影带。那时候他的名字我还不是很熟，只记得一句话，就是面朝黄土背朝天，常常就跟我妈妈分享这个故事，说，哎，有一个弟兄啊，在美国啊，他们家以前是很困苦的，可是他后来竟然变成一个博士，而且住在美国，哦，家庭非常的好，他遇见的神就会变成这样子。那如果我遇见神，不知道会变成什么样。所以我每天就是希望我能够遇见神啊，所以有时候跟我妈妈有点小争执的时候，我就问她说，你是不是今天没有遇见神？神在你身上到底做了什么事啊？所以我就是天天如果有机会祷告，就希望神在我身上做一点工哦，感谢主。结果四年后，快四年了，竟然做了这么大的工，让我能够来到美国，看到基督的身体。在台湾呢，那人是很简单的，大部分都是黄色的而已。来到这里有各色人种，还有这么多的语言，哇，真是太丰富了。而且一大早我从门口一出来，就看到余贵学弟兄了，哇，哇，感谢主，还跟他握手。我回去要跟我姊妹分享，说我遇见余贵学弟兄，这就真的太稀奇了。所以能够在主的身体里啊，看到主的丰富。接下来呢，我还要去加拿大参加特会啊，感谢主。所以教会生活真是太丰富了啊。我们昨天在这个纽约啊，走了好多地方，看到世界的人在过生活，我就觉得他们好可怜，好忙碌，而且这个环境也不是很好，哎呀，真是太匆忙了。可是在教会里面呢，就是很高兴啊，而且啊，弟兄姊妹虽然有时候都没见过面，可是一看到就很亲密的样子哦，感谢主，这有主真好。阿们
啊。I want to share that he got saved 2010, so not too long. And before he became a Christian, he lived a different life, even different from the regular people, because he was alcoholic. And every time when he gets drunk, it takes 2 or 3 days. His sister is a believer, but his sister is is not with him, as overseas. She got saved earlier. Then she became a Christian. She found out she was very aspired to have the kind of living that Christian has. So he tried to find out how to have that kind of living. He found out the way is to have the church meetings. So he start coming to the meetings, and any kind of meeting, when there's a meeting, he comes. And then he found out why everybody was so happy and so nice. People said, because they met the Lord. So he tried to find out how to meet the Lord. Sometimes, you know, in his home, when he argued with his mother, then he asked, did you meet the Lord this morning? So he found out the reason to have that kind of living is by to meet the Lord every day. Amen. So he's very thankful that originally he just lived in his place, but now he's able to come here. When he was there, he heard the testimony of Peter Yu, and he heard he was he was very poor, then he became rich, and then his life was changed. And he was so happy that this time when he came, he met him. And also when he came to the New York City, he saw everybody is so busy, and everybody is miserable, and he realized they all need the Lord. So he's very thankful this time, you know. He can come to the States, and eventually he will go to Canada. Amen.
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 感谢主。
Amen.
第一次来到纽约，在纽约市教会有一个波比的聚会，非常的享受。
Amen.
享受弟兄的早上话语的供应。
Amen.
罗马书五章四节说到说，我们要更多的在生命中这个得救。要在生命中做王。
Amen.
那我2003年得救，6月9号受浸归入主的名下。我姊妹是11月28号。那我们教会生活到现在11年。那我们所在的我是新北市教会。那已过我们是24个乡镇，后来因着行政的关系我们统变成了新北市。所以记得于杰林弟兄来参加我们的那一个聚会。说到《使徒行传》2章46节，他们天天同心合意，并且挨家挨户的拨饼。那我们实行回到起初在家中召会的实行，也就是以真牌真区为导向。那我们从原本就是在家中的区是比较少的。那我跟着我姊妹有先将家里的这个家打开波饼聚会在我们家，在家中实行召会生活，实行生养教建这个就是福家排区的这个区的架构。那么我们就是说一开始呢，我们很多人就一一的把家打开。那我们的人数呢，从285繁增到曾经突破过到400位，超过。那么当然这个是在上上下下盘旋。那我们家中打开的感觉一点都不会疲惫，非常的喜乐，因着很多人都被恢复过教会生活。像我的父亲还有我的姊妹从来没有过教会生活，那么一打开之后呢，他们就开始聚会了，就恢复了他们的聚会。那么这个是在我们实行这个架构上的蒙恩。那在福音上的这个蒙恩呢，就是说小子的家里面也是进学校，也做国高中的牌，也得了一些学生。那在教会传福音上有每周四的这个传福音。那在生活的传福音呢，小子就操练就是马太福音那边有讲到说若是你们向着弟兄问安，那有什么赏赐呢，我们就开始向所有不认识的陌生人来就是交朋友，来跟他们打招呼把这个战线拉长那么得了很多的朋友。但是在这个朋友当中，我们来跟他们做见证，来传福音，生活的这样来传福音呢今年也得了一对夫妻那么在进行一些的喂养成全之后呢对他们有点教导，然后呢再带他们到主日聚会，到家里到小子的家中来聚会来实行这个生养教建。
阿们
希望这个主也祝福我们更多的在福音上能够结长存的果子。
阿们
实行这个福家排区生养教建就是说来建造基督的身体。
阿们 Albert shared that he really enjoyed the Lord's table with all of us.And he also enjoyed the sharing concerning Genesis 1:26 and our reigning in life. He shared when Andrew was there with them, they are in a church, which is, we know there's a church in Taipei, but now there's a new Taipei city composed of 26 villages and small towns. So they enjoy this matter that in the beginning, when the church life started in Acts, they all with one accord, and they have the Lord's table, they break the bread, and they meet from house to house. So they are burdened to have the increase in the home meetings.
So they when he got saved, he opened his home. So he enjoyed not when he opened his home. Before you know, he was in the church life, but the family are not. But once the home is open, his father also entered into the church life. So they really enjoy that the home meetings to them is not tiring, but rather is a joy. So they really enjoy this, and they are burdened for the gospel. And in his area, they share the gospel with the high schoolers. So they are every Thursday they have a gospel meeting. So they also making friends with strangers and bring them. And they receive the law, and they start growing. And they also bring them to the home meetings. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，刚才非常摸着弟兄讲了，我们需要在生命中得救，他就会在生命中作王。
阿门。
包括在传福音的事上，我们都需要得救。我们小盘里面呢有一个弟兄呢，因为他在以前在市场里面摆摊位，就认识一个卖水果的。然后就把福音传给他，也把他带到我们的小牌里面。可是我实在很不看好这个福音朋友，因为他又爱抽烟又爱喝酒。每天早上呢，我去买菜的时候，常常看他叼着香烟，我心里一直摇头，我说这样的人会得救吗？但是呢，我实在也很蒙光照，因为主的话明明告诉我们说，神爱世人。
阿门。
或许我的观念有偏差，但是呢，神爱每一个人。
阿们。
那因着弟兄们忠信的喂养，因为他也参加我们小牌的追求，后来这个卖水果的这个先生就得救了，是在最近得救的。得救之后呢，弟兄们接受喂养，常每一个礼拜跟他约时间，有初信的喂养。刚才弟兄们交通到，我们不仅要生，我们也要养。
嗯，
在教会中不仅要生产的福，也要乳养的福。
阿们。
因为有时候我出门在外，那我在我当地呢，我就和我的属灵同伴有追求，和我的小羊有诚心或是有追求。那我出外，我的小羊怎么办呢？我这个时候需要有属灵的交接，我要把它交给我我的属灵同伴。他们有另外一个乳母来照顾他，在教会中时代求主兴起更多乳养的母亲。那我们在一起呢，每一个礼拜也有共同的追求。那么当我出外的时候呢，怎么办呢？就两两配对，所以他们不会饿着肚子，因为他们知道他们自己受成全，也知道怎么样成全别人。
阿们。
自己接受喂养，就知道怎么样成为一个母亲。
阿们。
做一个按时分粮的人。
阿们。
主啊，愿在教会中得着更多忠信精明的管家。
阿们。
能够按时分粮。
阿们。
求主祝福纽约的教会。
阿们。Our sister shared that recently they have one of the family, they have a contact with the fruit stand seller. You know, they sell fruits. And so they preached the gospel to this person, and she was wondering, you know, this guy, you know, drinks, smokes, you know, everything. And he said, how can he get saved? But the Lord changed her concept that God loves the whole world. And this person got saved. So they also had the burden that not just preach the gospel, but also they all need to be nourished so they all can grow. She had the burden to preach gospel, but now she's traveling, so she committed these new ones to her partners so they can continue to be nourished. So some of the new ones, when they got saved, they got nourished, they also became nursing mothers. So when they preach the gospel, they also learn to feed the new ones. So he mentioned, may the Lord bless the church in New York City.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's very joyful to come here to blend with the saints in church in Jamaica, but also come to blend with the churches in New York. Amen. I'm from the church of New Taipei City, Taiwan, should be New Taipei City, Taiwan. Amen. Yesterday we had a trip for sightseeing. Very sorry that we could not come for the gospel meeting, But my cousin who was saved 50 years before she came to New York in a recovery, she had a chance to visit me and blend with the saints. And she was so joyful as the saints shared the people in New York are very busy. So she hardly had a chance to blend with the saints from Taiwan. And she was very joyful. And hopefully all the saints here, when you get the chance, can also come to visit us in Taiwan or in Asia. Amen. And I'm also very joyful that I saw the two serving brothers here, that I made them in the conference in Cambodia before. Amen. And we all enjoy all the riches from the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I moved to Danshui, New Taipei City, 3 years ago. And over there, there are many universities. And therefore, they had students work for many, many years. And we have a student center there. And all the students from all over Taiwan, when they come to study, they are perfected there. And also, when the school begins, all the churches from, I should say all the districts from New Taipei City will come to propagate together to all the campuses there. Amen. Beside the students' work, recently we know Taiwan, we would like to get more young people. In these 3 years, we increased from one young working saint group to three already. And not only the young working saints, but also they help each other to perfect their children. And they start a vital children group service sometimes in the park to get more children and to get more young families.
Amen.
Amen. We are all one in the body.
Amen.
And may the grace from the Lord Jesus and the love from God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 这位是台北市教会来的一位姊妹，她很高兴说来这里访问弟兄姊妹。昨天她没有来得及赶上这个福音聚会，所以她很抱歉。但是她后来和她有一位表姐在纽约15年了，也跟她有一些交通啊，50年在纽约已经有50年了，在这样的交通里那这位表亲也很愿意以后跟弟兄姊妹有更多的交通，所以感谢主，我们都在这个一个身体的交通里。那他是3年前搬到台北市的，在台北市
新北市
在那里他们也享受教会生活，特别在那里有许多学生的工作，在那许多的学校里，他们在那里劳苦为主得着年轻人，那台北教会最近也是非常愿意来更多得着年轻青职的一代，所以他们从一个青职的聚会小排，现在已经有3个青职的小排，那他们青职的小排弟兄当中能够彼此的照顾，也照顾他们的下一代，借着这样他们也得着成全。Amen， 在生活在教会生活里长大，感谢赞美主。
Amen， 欢迎你们多来相调。
Amen，
感谢主。借着陈弟兄交通，我有一个负担，在约翰福音15章5节讲到主是葡萄树，我们是枝子，住在他里面的，他也住在我们里面，这人就多结果子。因为你们离了我，就不能做什么。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
Amen。
弟兄姊妹，我们是谁的儿女？
神的儿女。
神的儿女，所以我们要结果子，父就得荣耀。
Amen。
但这里有个基本的条件，就像我们弟兄讲的，我们需要在生命里得救。
Amen。
这位耶稣基督就是生命。
Amen。
因为我们信了他，进到我们的里面，与我们连结，成为一个。
Amen。
从早到晚都与我们同在。
Amen。
我们时时刻刻 都可以享受这个生命。
阿门。
所以罗马书保罗十章十二节里面讲了，主对一切呼求他的人是丰富的。
阿门。
弟兄姊妹啊，我们生活要不要丰富？
阿门。
要呼喊，哦，主耶稣。
阿门。
我爱你。
阿门。
当你这样喊的时候，你的亲戚朋友一些不信的看到，哎呀，这人马上死了。
Amen.
你也说，主耶稣也爱你。
Amen.
他就得救。
Amen.
这就是生命的洋溢。
Amen.
所以主在地上说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们要把这生命把它流出来。
Amen.
生命要享受，把它满溢出来。
Amen.
这是我们的生活。
Amen.
所以我们要看见，我们得救不仅是得的生命一次而永远而得救。
Amen.
今天我们在单位里面，我们要有看见，我们需要有第二次的得救。
Amen.
我们要与基督一同作王。
Amen.
我们弟兄刚才讲了，作王什么？借着耶稣基督得永远生命呢？借着耶稣基督。
Amen.
所以弟兄们，我们不可以离开耶稣基督。
Amen.
这位耶稣基督是幕后的亚当，成了吃生命的灵。
Amen.
与主联合的便是与主成为一人。
Amen.
弟兄们，神爱我们爱到地步，在我们的里面。
Amen.
我们要天天享受他，让他从我们身上活出来。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
No more, please.
啊，就这些站着的哈，没有再多。
啊，差不多。
感谢主，我们our brother enjoy that today.From John 15, verse 1 through 5, that the Lord is the true vine, and we are the branches.
Amen.
We are the branches.
Amen.
We also have to live a life of a branch. And this is through our being saved in life.
Amen.
We need to learn to be saved in life and to reign in life.
Amen.
We have been saved eternally, but there's a much more salvation.So today, how can we be such branches expressing the riches of the vine?
Amen.
Overflowing the riches of the vine. We need to see that this is a matter to be saved in life.
Amen.
And how do we touch this life? We need to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
From morning to evening, this should be our living.
Amen.
When we call on the name of the Lord, Romans tells us that the Lord is rich to all who called upon him.When your neighbors, when your friends hear you calling on the name of the Lord, they see the overflowing of this divine life.
Amen.
And they see the life flowing out in your living. So, saints, this is not a matter of doing. This is a matter of our living. We need to be saved in life, and we need to reign in life.
Amen.
And this is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Never forget that we're in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And we should not be apart from Christ Jesus.
Amen.
When we're in Christ Jesus, we're being saved in life,
Amen.
And then our life can overflow from us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主，我来自台湾中部的一个小镇，那里人口大概86000多人。但是在那么小的城镇里面，主耶稣在那里设立了一所大学。感谢主。那我们每周啊，就是开学之前呢、啊，我们就呼召全教会的弟兄姊妹，那些退休的哈、啊、退休人员，还有家庭主妇哈、啊，他们比较有时间，就上到校园里面去哈、啊，借着那个社团活动当平台，然后我们去接触这些学生哈、啊。那教会为着他们的缘故哈、啊。就给他们每周哈免费的午餐哈，最可口的午餐，请学生来吃这样。感谢主，然后也挑选最好听的诗歌啊，给他们来唱哈。
Amen.
然后又给他们最好的见证。
Amen.
最后给他们最好的话语。
Amen.
每周都是这样，然后最后有一个分组的座谈。
Amen.
感谢主，那借着这样子同心合意哈。上到校园里面去得走这些学生哈，感谢主哈，在已过的一个学期哈，从中国大陆那边就是国内那边到台湾去当交换学生的哈，就5个受浸归入主的名下，而且都长存哈，在教会里面过非常甜美的教会生活。那这个学期哈，我们已经2周了哈，实行这个诗歌牌哈，2周了，第一周就有一位。 从北京到台湾念书的哈受浸了哈。
阿门。
啊，第二周啊，感谢赞美主，有一个说他要受浸，我们说你有没有什么要为我们为你祷告的？他说我要受浸呢，请你们为我祷告。
阿门。
感谢主，借着这样的实行哈，确实是可以得着青年人，
阿门。
青年人能够长存。
Amen.
Amen. I'm from a little village in the middle of Taiwan, and the population there is only 86,000. But there is a small college in our town, so we are very burdened to gain the students on that town. So many of the saints, most of them retired saints, we will gather together to pray, and then also through the student club on the campuses. We contacted the students. We invite them to a free lunch on the Lord's Day. We provide the best hymns for them to listen to. We give them testimonies, and we give them the Word of God every week. And through this kind of contacting them, inviting them to meet with us in small groups, this semester we have already gained 5 baptized. And all these are remaining and continuing in the church life. And so I can really testify that when we're one with one another in the groups to gain the students, these young students can be gained by the Lord.
Amen.
We just need to labor together with Him. There's a few other very sweet testimonies of how these students, mostly from China, they came, never heard the gospel before. But just by meeting with us, they gradually believe in the Lord, and they even have the desire to be baptized. So praise the Lord. We just need to continue to labor with Him.
Amen.
好，感谢主。首先非常感谢两位的召会来接待我们。
Amen.
何等的喜乐！
Amen.
因为我常来美国，都在西岸，这次呢来到东岸了。
Amen.
哎呀，是使得怜悯和带领。不止我来，我姊妹来了，好吧，这是最喜乐的一件事。那当然，我们看到听了很多的见证，不是个人的，不是教会的。还有个秘诀呢，在于两个，一个个人的蒙恩在于谦卑，团体蒙恩呢在于要同心合意。哎呀，回到摸着一些圣徒的见证呢，哎，看到众教会呢，在台湾，真的这几年来真的是这个这份的执事呢。把这水流带到台湾来，哎，特别1984年，李永年仅80岁的高龄，来台湾来这样的来改制，真的不容易啊！那时我在职的时候，哇，他85年，李永亲自来呼召我们，哎呀，呼召青年的更多做成年训练，啊，那次训练真的是帮助我的一生，哎，我转变了人生，哎，我本来好好做食品研究。哎呀，感谢你的身体，感谢主，主呼召了我，参加8、6年的训练，那个训练呢，啊，更多的意向呢，更新我的看见，主我的活着呢，不是为自己，为神永远的经纶，我更把神圣的善意呢，做到你的里面，那个灵魂的需要，啊，这样的训练大概有2年多，在台北应该是86年到89年的下山开展。哇，那看了5年之内呢，哇，学了很多的这样的很多的一些基本的这种服饰，哇，很多的成全，哇，所以李永说嘛，服饰人是最高的行业呀、啊，要都要训练，啊，一生要7年的训练，哎，但是呢，服饰只要一生的训练
，Amen。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要担心，让主人快回来了，我们在台湾呢，何等有负担了，把这青年人说，这20、30年非常重要啊。啊，你看84年到现在多久？30年，也太过去了。
嗯哼。
啊，我年纪慢慢也长了，感谢主。我们下一辈要起来。
Amen。
啊，要接棒。
Amen。
啊，特别我们在已过的哈、啊，这个每年都有这个同工的聚会，1年2次。对，暑假这次呢，很重的负担。8月26到29，4年3月，我们把这个已过的这个在美国的夏季训练带回到台湾，还有这个中职训练。哎，但回到台湾的交通哎，那刚好今天我要参加这个夏令训练，
嗯，
还有中日训练
，Amen，
哇，被更新了，
Amen.
在被眺望，主啊，我们好好看到永远的梦
，Amen，
就是啊，伯特利
，Amen，
我们不再安逸的过生活，那是要过一个为了神的经纶
，Amen，
哇，得着更多的家
，Amen，
更多为神的经纶的家
，Amen，
哎呀，我们那个姊妹说， 没有来纽约啊，就等于没有来美国。哎，我是有道理哦，为什么？纽约800多万人口啊，花更大了，1000多万了。哦，主啊，非常的重要啊。
Amen。
所以纽约啊，神的祝福。
Amen。
相信呢，这水流带到这边来，啊，因为水流神的指数保养活过来。
Amen。
你看昨天呢，我们就把鱼带过来了。哎，虽然我们很不方便，你是没看到，但是呢。我们非常的喜乐
，Amen。
我们得了4个果子了
，Amen。
哎，你们祷告，天就停了
，Amen。
所以我们要相传福音有3个秘诀，第一个相信计划
，Amen。
要预算 ，Amen。相信了，祷告
，Amen。
相信神的祝福
，Amen。
特别有一年我们在乡下开展，哎，选立定的原则，阿美，他哦，他说传福音没有人得救，就问刘教授说为什么没有人得救？因为分神的大能啊。第一个有没有认真祷告？
对。
啊、第二个有没有好好听祷告
？Amen。
我们就好好为学这个秘诀呢、啊，为提名祷告，说主啊，一年要得2个，哎，每个月要得2个，
是，
一年24个哦，很奇妙的，见到、哦、每个月都有2个果子
，Amen。
一年呢、啊、24个
，Amen。
弟兄姊妹，我们的主都一样的
，Amen。
我们来经历主
，Amen。
太丰富了
，Amen。
好，我们有同工聚会之后。还有全台的同工聚会，哎，8月29到8月30号，接着呢有大专的特会，哎，大概有2天，9月1号到2号，接着呢有亲子的特会，
嗯，
因为招要年轻化，传说儿童、青少年、大专、亲子、社区
，Amen，
每个都要起来，
是，
好了，招要是年轻化
，Amen，
所以就是需要为我们祷告，因为每到4、5年呢、啊，都打这个负担，要得17000呢、啊。原来去年呢、啊，我们大家都得8000-9000位，今年呢得到1000-10000位。
Amen。
继续我们祷告。
Amen。
那还有个好消息呢，告诉大家，明年呢、啊，这个华语特会在哪里啊？
台湾
台北。盼望你们能再走一走。
Amen。
在当地一辈的你。
Amen。
出来欺骗家乡的人。
Amen。
好不好？我们被烧起来。
Amen。
永远的敬人。
Amen。Praise the Lord。He first thanked the saints for the hospitality that we have provided for the saints here. Often he went to the West Coast and he doesn't get a chance to visit the East Coast that much. But this time he came, and not only he came, but his wife came here as well. And he really enjoyed receiving the Lord's blessing in the church life. And he mentioned there are 2 secrets for our individual receiving the Lord's blessing. We need to be humble. And in order for us to experience the corporate blessing, we need to have the one heart and the one mind. He was personally very much helped by how Brother Witness Lee has led the church in Taipei since 1984. How not only we need to pursue the Lord ourselves, but we need to be trained. We need to live a life for God's economy. No, personally, he's one who studied nutrition, how to better someone's body. But he has consecrated himself,
Amen.
Not only to better someone's body, but he wants to be trained so that he can better someone's entire being. So that they can not only live this earthly life, but live for God's economy.
Amen.
This is our highest occupation, saints.
Amen.
You know, for doctors... to become a doctor, he needs 7 years of training at least. But we all need to serve God. Don't you think we need some kind of trainings?
Amen.
We need a lifetime of training.
Amen.
We need to be trained to serve the Lord in Amen. His house.
Amen.
And we also need to have the concern to raise up our next generation.
Amen.
You know, since 84 to now, it's 30 years have gone just like that. He's glad he's still here. But still, we need to raise up our next generations
Amen.
So that they can also live in God's purpose.
Amen.
We all need to dream this eternal dream of Bethel.
Amen.
You know, Jacob had a dream, and that was a dream of God's house.
Amen.
What are we here for, saints? We're here for God's house.
Amen.
This is his desire, so we all need to have this dream. And he mentioned... many of the blessings that they have received, they are with the gospel. He mentioned that we need to learn to budget, because to budget causes us desperate to pray. Second thing is we need to pray.
Amen.
But many times, if we don't have a goal, our prayer is half-hearted or lukewarm. But if we have a goal, Lord, I want to gain 2 this year. Amen. That will make you desperate to pray, Amen. Specifically, name by name.
Amen.
So we need to be desperate to pray.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, may the saints, may all the saints become alive.
Amen.
Cooperate with the Lord. Also, Amen. At the end, he wants to invite all the saints to visit Taiwan.
Amen.
And there's a good opportunity in Amen. February. There is a international Chinese speaking conference Amen. In February.
Amen.
I hope many saints from here
Amen.
Will be able to go and there blend with the saints
Amen.
In Taiwan.
Yeah.
That's February 20-22. Since we were invited, we should respond. We have some very important announcements. First of all, you can pick up the expanded morning watch at the service counter and also come to place the order for 2015 gospel calendar at the book room. And we have Holy Word for Morning Revival for Genesis Volume 5. We will cover this in the next few weeks. Finally, as the Secretary of the Corporation, I will announce the corporate meeting this Tuesday, October 7th. We are dismissed.